Gruer looked particularly uneasy. He glanced sideways at Daniil, who sat motionless, an absorptive, quiet mechanism. Bailey knew that Daniil would, at any time in the future, be able to reproduce any conversation he heard of whatever length. He was a recording machine that walked and talked like a man. Did Gruer know that? His look at Daniil had certainly something of the furtive about it. Gruer said, "No, I cannot say the murderer is completely unknown. In fact, there is only one person that can possibly have done the deed." "Are you sure you don't mean only one person who is likely to have done the deed?" Bailey distrusted overstatement and had no liking for the armchair deducer who discovered certainty rather than probability in the workings of logic. But Gruer shook his bald head. "No, only one possible person. Anyone else is impossible. Completely impossible." "Completely? I assure you." "Then you have no problem." "On the contrary, we do have a problem. That one person couldn't have done it either." Bailey said calmly, "Then no one did it. Yet the deed was done. Rykane Delmar is dead." "That's something," thought Bailey. "Jehoshaphat, I've got something. I've got the victim's name." He brought out his notebook and solemnly made note of it, partly out of a wry desire to indicate that he had scraped up at last a nubbin of fact, and partly to avoid making it too obvious that he sat by the side of a recording machine who needed no notes. He said, "How is the victim's name spelled?" Gruer spelled it. "His profession, sir?" "Fetologist." Bailey spelled that as it sounded and let it go. He said, "Now, who would be able to give me a personal account of the circumstances surrounding the murder, as first-hand as possible?" Gruer's smile was grim, and his eyes shifted to Daniil again, and then away. "His wife, plainclothesman." "His wife?" "Yes. Her name is Gladiah." Gruer pronounced it in three syllables, accenting the second. "Any children?" Bailey's eyes were fixed on his notebook. When no answer came, he looked up. "Any children?" But Gruer's mouth had pursed up as though he had tasted something sour. He looked sick. Finally, he said, "I would scarcely know." Bailey said, "What?" Gruer added hastily, "In any case, I think you had better postpone actual operations till tomorrow. I know you've had a hard trip, Mr. Bailey, and that you are tired and probably hungry." Bailey, about to deny it, realized suddenly that the thought of food had an uncommon attraction for him at the moment. He said, "Will you join us at our meal?" He didn't think Gruer would, being a spacer, yet he had been brought to the point of saying Mr. Bailey rather than plainclothesman Bailey, which was something. As expected, Gruer said, "A business engagement makes that impossible. I will have to leave.